prices are going up for you and me, but you won't hear that story from the government.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the official numbers this morning claim inflation isn't a problem right now when it comes to trade. Will Truth Squad that claim? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down. The Dow is down 77 points, about 0.6% at 12,046. The NASDAQ down 0.4%, and the S&P 500 down 0.6%. It's no downward-facing dog for yoga retailer Lululemon. The company says its first quarter profit jumped by more than 50% to $33 million. Now let's get to trade. The government said this morning the price of the things that we import from other countries edged up 0.2% in May, and the prices of things that we export rose by the same amount. Now, analysts say this supports the view of some economists, including Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, that inflation is so far not a big problem. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York, as he is every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Chris, first of all, a lot of people are going to hear inflation isn't a problem, and they're going to say, tell that to my food and gas bill. Why is there such a difference between the official numbers and what we're actually paying for staple items?
Yeah, and thanks, by the way, for making me part of the Truth Squad this morning. look, you know, only a 0.2 increase in April, which is the smallest increase in 8 months, but therein lies the problem. Import prices are up 12.5% in the last year. I don't think anyone would argue that that's not inflation.
Well, a lot of people, when we talk about imports and exports, and specifically exports, they look and say, you know what? The U.S. has a weak dollar right now. That could be a good thing for our exports as we try to use our cheap currency as a selling point for our exports to other countries. Is that working, do you think?
Well, look, it definitely is a good thing for exports. The problem is when you're in a consumer society, which the U.S. certainly is, a weak currency is a double-edged sword, and we see it in inflation. We also did benefit from better exports. We had, in fact, better than expected trade numbers reported just yesterday for April.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, it's Friday, and Apple's terms and conditions are the next story we'll go to. You know the ones that are like 50 pages long that you have to accept to buy a song on iTunes? Well, master thespian Richard Dreyfuss has just done a dramatic reading.
By using the Apple software, you are agreeing to be bound by the terms of this license. If you do not agree to the terms of this license, do not use the software.
There's a whole lot more where that came from at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, if you can believe it, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami happened 3 months ago tomorrow, and Toyota said this morning it now expects a more than 30% drop in this year's profit as a result of the disaster. Meanwhile, the cleanup goes on in the cities and towns that were devastated, as the BBC's Roland Burke reports.
The tsunami wave flattened much of this small town on the northeast coast of Japan. Amazingly, some houses are still standing. You can see from the tide mark that the wave reached above the height of a person's head, bringing with it tons of mud, which volunteers are clearing out with spades.
When I came here, I was shocked. I couldn't say anything when I first saw this scene.
Tetsuo Kimura works for GEN, Japan Emergency NGO, which is working to clean up thousands of houses it thinks could still be habitable.
The wreckage has been gathered up into huge piles. I'm standing next to one now. It's the same height as a 3- or 4-story building. A jumble of splintered wood, clothes, metal, someone's teddy bear over there. And it stretches 100 metres and more in both directions. The question now is what to do with it.
Hideyuki Katsumata's company runs Ishinomaki's garbage trucks. He's brought me to the dump that's been set up high in a valley just inland.
How much wreckage is there?
It's approximately 350,000 tons.
350,000 tons?
The tsunami has left Katsumata's team with the equivalent of an entire century's worth of household rubbish to clear, and they're struggling to find space for it in the landfills created for the debris.
We thought that was enough for 1 year, but we started before 1 month and a half, or now it's full.
So you filled up a place you thought would last for a year,
yes,
in a month and a half?
Yeah, yes.
New landfill sites will have to be found. The government is urging local authorities to sort the waste so as much as possible can be recycled. But clearing out these mountains of debris will take years. In Japan, I'm the BBC's Roland Burke for Marketplace.
And finally to suburban Chicago, where 54-year-old Robert Adams was pretty hungry for a burrito on a visit to the Señor Taco restaurant in Rolling Meadows earlier this week, but he didn't have any cash. So he got in line at the ATM, and while he was waiting to use the machine, he noticed a clear plastic bag with $17,000 inside. Now, even though he probably could have used that money to get himself a top-shelf margarita with his burrito at Señor Taco, he turned the money in. He told the Daily Herald newspaper his parents didn't raise him to take cash that wasn't his. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Here's an idea to save the environment. Biking by any means necessary.
Even if she's wearing a beautiful Kate Spade dress and high-heeled shoes, she's still going to get on her bike and go across town because she loves adventure and loves exploring, and that's just her spirit.
Marketers are taking note. I'm Tess Vigeland, pimping the two-wheeled lifestyle. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.